You know, the goals are, number one, we got a lot of guys still competing, a lot. You know, there's guys competing not only to make this team, but to compete in the NFL for a position. So it holds a lot of, you know, it carries a lot of weight for the guys in there. And, you know, we want the guys who aren't playing to be good sponsors and to help these guys get through the game and battle it out. It's the Bears are playing at Soldier Field, and the Bears team right now is 70 guys and change. So, you know, we want to go out there and bring our best with the guys that are playing. And they have something at stake, and they're putting their bodies and their effort at stake right here against another team doing the same thing. So there'll be something to get out of this game, and it carries some weight. We're excited about it. I think that we've all watched them. Those of us have been at training camp and through the OTAs and through the preseason. You know, we have to be excited of the possibilities that we have here with all of our first year guys. Now, this was a planned out miss today for personal reasons. We wanted to get him through practice, and you know, I let him go for personal reasons, but something that's been and part of the plan, the off season plan. Since we started training camp. No, we're gonna meet on Sunday. Now, forgive me if I'm not exactly right. I get lose track of days. But right now, they'll be back on Monday. It'll be the next time. We'll see them on Friday for a lift. They'll be off Saturday. They'll be off Sunday. And then Monday, we'll come back for a short day. We'll probably go morning, but get them out earlier than normal. And then they'll be off on Tuesday, and then we'll have a normal week. You know, you can see he was running around. You can see at the end of practice he was running around. I think he's getting closer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're optimistic. We'll see how it looks on Monday again when we come out to practice for the first time. They've got almost 4 days off now for most of them, so we're optimistic. But we'll see where he is on Monday. Earl came out and ran today. He was out here before. He had a helmet on, shoulder pads, was running around. He caught some balls out here in practice today. So, you know, he's day-to-day, but it's encouraging. He's been released to work and to begin his reconditioning process. So that's a good sign. He did more today. You know, he's out here working. He ran yesterday. He ran a little bit more today, and we're going to continually progress him. He'll work out before the game tomorrow. So he'll be working out every day through Monday. We'll see where he is then.